tuned in to the 4567 Lunchbox Messages, a podcast for the on-the-go season singles, hosted by CT.
Well, it's always just an exciting time to be with you guys today to bring another episode of 4567. For those who are tuning in for the first time, 4567 is a podcast for the 40, 50, 60, 70-year-olds and above on-the-go single Christians. It is a podcast to encourage, to enlighten, to teach you to be a better person. Today, we're going to talk about purpose. And this sermon is going to come in two parts. And one of the reasons we're going to talk about purpose today is because in the months of November and December, depression increases 60%. And one reason this happens, they have speculated that because it's the holidays and media is showing all this unity, all this mushy love, all these different types of fantasy relationships. And then you watch that sort of stuff and then come back to your reality. And sometimes that can be a bit depressing to know that, hey, somebody else got engaged and you're still single. Or someone else just bought that house or just hit a lick and you're still in an apartment and you're still struggling and you're still in debt. And it seems like you're on this never-ending treadmill where you're running, you're sweating, you maybe even be losing weight, but you're not accomplishing much. You're just on this treadmill. So today I want to talk to you about purpose. Now, wherever you're sitting, I want you to take a few minutes and just meditate on the word purpose. I remember when I was much younger in this single walk that I'm on, and singleness is a walk, is a faith walk. But I remember when I was much younger in this single walk, and a minister was encouraging us. And so she got up and she took a text from Matthew 25. And if you're familiar with that text, you'll realize that that text is talking about the 10 virgins. Five was wise and five was foolish. Well, in our whole synopsis of this text, what she was pretty much saying is that if you're single and your light is not shining, you're going to miss. You're going to miss the boat. What's up, 4567 and sometimes 8 audience? This is your girl, CT, here to give you a very important announcement. Put it on your calendar right now. Take out your calendar. I don't care if you write your dates on a sheet of paper or if you have your phone and you put your notes in your phone. I need you to save the date for December the 12th from 7 to 9. We are having our sensational singles night of praise and worship, and it is going to be off the chain. Yes, it is, and you've got to be there. Come on, singles. You got to show up, and you got to show out. Where? At Greater Open Doors Missionary Baptist Church, 1301 South Sawyer, where our pastor is the one and only Dr. Richard Nelson. Come on out, bring your singles. It's going to be a time of worship, praise, and prayer. So come, will you come? Thank you so much. I'm speaking by faith. You got to be there. All right, now. If you're not everywhere you think you ought to be or everywhere everyone else told you that you should be, you're going to miss the boat. And I remember sitting there thinking about the countless times I didn't show up at a church event. Could I have missed my husband? The countless times that I didn't go to an invited party or I didn't go to some sort of event where there would have been opportunities for me to mingle with men. Opposite sex, there would have been an opportunity. And I began to feel very sad that, man, God, did I miss it? And then God kind of revealed something to me as of lately about that scripture. In fact, Matthew 25, that scripture is not talking about relational issues. La, 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 la. What's up, 4, 5, 6, 7, and sometimes 8 audience? This is your girl, CT, here to give you a very important announcement. Put it on your calendar right now. Take out your calendar. I don't care if you write your dates on a sheet of paper or if you have your phone and you put your notes in your phone. I need you to save the date for December the 12th from 7 to 9. We are having our Sensational Singles Night of Praise and Worship, and it is going to be off the chain. Yes, it is, and you've got to be there. Come on, singles. You've got to show up, and you've got to show out. Where? At Greater Open Doors Missionary Baptist Church, 1301 South Sawyer, where our pastor is the one and only Dr. Richard Nelson. Come on out. Bring your singles. It's going to be a time of worship, praise, and prayer. So come. Will you come? Thank you so much. I'm speaking by faith. You got to be there. All right, now. That scripture is not talking about us meeting someone. In fact, Jesus opened up Matthew 25 by telling us that this is a parable about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And what he's trying to say, or what he was saying to us, is that we as Christians should be ready when he comes back. And it has nothing, 0, 0, 0 to do with relationships. But if you're young and you're an impressionable and you're thinking, wow, if I don't have my light shining all the time, I'm going to miss my mate. And when the door shuts, the door shut. Well, that's not really what Jesus wanted us to get out of that scripture. And he doesn't want us to feel like that. In fact, I want to erase all those sort of feelings that you've missed something because you're still single. I want to erase all the feelings of you not being good enough because you're still single. I want to erase all of the doubting and doubting God and the disbelief that you may have about God and your faith because you're still single. I want to take some time right now and let you mentally erase that, because that is not God. What's up, 4, 5, 6, 7, and sometimes 8 audience? This is your girl, CT, here to give you a very important announcement. Put it on your calendar right now. Take out your calendar. I don't care if you write your dates on a sheet of paper or if you have your phone and you put your notes in your phone. I need you to save the date for December the 12th from 7 to 9. We are having our Sensational Singles Night of Praise and Worship, and it is going to be off the chain. Yes, it is, and you've got to be there. Come on, singles. You've got to show up, and you've got to show out. Where? At Greater Open Doors Missionary Baptist Church, 1301 South Sawyer, where our pastor is the one and only Dr. Richard Nelson. Come on out. Bring your singles. It's going to be a time of worship, praise, and prayer. So come. Will you come? Thank you so much. I'm speaking by faith. You got to be there. All right, now. When you really think about it, have you ever like waited at the bus stop for a bus to come, or you ran to a bus stop to get the bus and you're almost there, and right before you get there, the bus drives off? That's a horrible feeling. You're running after it. You're saying, hey, hold on, wait, but it's gone. But if you just continue to wait, one is going to come back. In fact, the bus company knew, they planned it, that if we don't pick up a load in our first stop, then we're going to have another bus going the exact same route to re-pick up that load again. Now, if a bus company that's motivated purely by money knows that if something is missed, I got to have a backup plan. If a bus company knows that, how much more does Jesus know? That even when you delay some things in your life, he still got a backup. He's smarter than a bus company president motivated by money. He's smarter than the marketing people out there trying to sell you every sort of beauty product they can sell you, trying to get your money, because they've already sold you on this one very important fact they've already sold you on. You're not good enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not thin enough. You're not light enough. You're not black enough. They've already sold you on that. So today, this message is hoping, and I'm hoping, to bring you back to purpose. Don't fall for the devil's plan of depression. Don't fall for sadness or loneliness. So after this message is over, the two things I want you to do is reflect and praise, because that's how your blessings are going to get manifest. So let's get into some things. I want to talk about the character of Joseph, because we all like him, right? And we know that Joseph didn't have an easy route to success. And some of us won't have an easy route to the things we want. We'll go the hard route, but we know that sometimes going the hard route means you not only just open doors for yourself, but you open doors for generations to come. So let's talk about Joseph. In fact, he told his brothers and bragged to his brothers about all the things that he was going to have, about his multicolored coat. He actually told his brothers a lot of things that God was going to do. In fact, he told his brothers, his older brothers, mind you, that you guys are going to bow to me. Now, many people say, well, if Joseph would have just not talked, if Joseph would have learned to be quiet, I want to beg to differ theologically on that, because Joseph had to tell his brothers these visions and these dreams, because had he not told his brothers these visions or these dreams, the jealousy wouldn't have been brought out and he wouldn't have been sold. This sermon will continue in episode 2. My name is CT, and I wrote the book, How to Resurrect a Dying Church. You know, my dad asked me before he passed to write a book that would help churches like he pastored, churches that struggled with low membership, inactive membership, and financially. And so for years, I studied small and large churches alike, and I finally got it. I think I have the keys to help pastors grow their struggling churches. So check out the book, How to Resurrect a Dying Church. You can purchase this book on any social network, but I want you to go to my website, 4567lunchbox.godaddy, and check out the merchandise that we're selling there as well. All right, see you soon. Well, good afternoon, everyone, or good evening, good morning, depending on when you're listening to the podcast. I'm excited, always excited. I hope you're excited, but I'm going to tell you why I am so excited. Today on the show, we have the legendary JT, Jeanette Thomas. Jeanette Thomas did the song when she was around 14 or 15 years old. She went in the studio and actually did the song Shake Your Body, which also was just like the number one house song in the world, all over the world. Everybody listened to Shake Your Body. And not only that, she went on to do more recordings. She started singing in the church at the age of 5 and went on to sing with countless choirs and gospel acts. She recorded her own EP, getting ready to release another EP. She's been in this business for a minute, y'all, and she's still here. So will you guys please, come on now, help me welcome to 4567. 4567. Help me welcome, guys, the one and only JT Jeanette Thomas. Woo! Well, how you doing, Jeanette?
I'm doing just fine. Great. Blessed and highly favored.
Praise God, Jeanette. Yes. So, you know, tell me, how did this music, this whole music adventure start for you?
Well, obviously in church. My father was a Baptist minister. And my brothers and sisters, we all sang. So I used to just watch my brother Percy and my sister Jewel play and sing. So I just developed a love for it as well.
And then you went on from gospel music to house music. What was that transition like?
Well, I really didn't transition. I still do both, and I love both equally. It's just that I always love to dance. So, and I always like the upbeat, temple type song. And so the house music, I really wanted people to follow me to church. They would follow me everywhere else to all these basement parties and stuff. I'm like, because I always wanted our choir to be like really huge. So I had all these followers always following me, Jeanette. So I would hear songs differently, sang in a choir, and I would want to rearrange them to another 120 or 140 upbeat type tempo. So It was just like there was always a party in my head, regardless whether I was in church on the stage or in an alley or in somebody's basement or at a little basement club. And when we lived in the projects, we had them little basements. We would go down there and I would perform for them. So for 25 cents. So yeah, it's just what I like to do.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So tell me, who inspires you to do this type of music? Because you started so young, you had to grow to start seeing people that you wanted to emulate and be like.
I did. So, again, there's a lot of us. So my sisters and them, they would listen to different type of music like Sam Cooke, Aretha Franklin, Gladys Knight. And I would look at these women singing on Soul Train in different places and these dancers all on Soul Train in different places. And in my head, I was like, oh, I can do that. So I would go to church and think that I'm on a big, big, huge stage, but actually I'm in my dad's church. But I was performing as soul. So I'm going to say the big greats, like, in gospel, definitely Aretha Franklin.
Yes, definitely.
I like the way she sings because she's really spiritual. And when she sings, but I also like Chaka Khan as well. It moves me. And then in the house who you didn't ask me this, but house who I'm really in love with, I would have to say Lolita Holloway.
Okay.
Martha Wash.
Okay.
The greats, Jocelyn Brown, of course. Love Unlimited, Bad Girls. These women, 3 Degrees, those women like that was bad to me.
Okay. Okay, well, that's good. And then gospel is like, it can be all of those genres in one.
Exactly.
Because there's many different ways you can express gospel music. Gospel music is just, it's just the message of what it is you're trying to do.
Exactly.
So what do you think, what is your number one message you're trying to get out there that you hope the world just gravitate to?
My number one message that I'm really trying to get the world, the children, the babies, the adults, everybody to know that they belong.
Amen.
You know, you belong to God. And I wrote that song, actually. I belong. So my message would be that they know that God loves them and they belong.
And you know what? I'm just going to stop now because that song is like one of my favorite. I know Jeanette Thomas does house, but people don't know Jeanette
house.
Thomas can do a number of different things. And when I heard Abalone, I'm like, yeah, that song is something else. So we're going to take a little break. We're going to listen to Abalone, and then we're going to come back and start talking to Jeanette about what she's going to do on December the 12th. I'm excited, guys.
Yay.
Get excited. But Jeanette Thomas, Abalone, take a listen.
can take that soul and hide it in my bags. It won't mean a thing. Look, I belong, 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 I got to get their attention, Lord. Just trying to get them to listen, Lord. Never alone no more. He's always with me. God never sleeps.
You know what? Mm-hmm. When I hear that song, I can see kids, foster kids, kids who've been neglected, beat down, put out, just listening to that song and knowing that they belong. Mm-hmm. And I know you got some, you're a powerhouse of a singer.
Amen.
But I Belong is like this subtle, soft, just here's the message, I belong.
Mm-hmm.
And so, wow, thank you for that song. I really like that song. What inspired you to do that particular song?
Well, at the time, I was feeling kind of down myself. And even though I know God loves me, but sometimes we can, hurt can take a part.
Right.
So my husband died. I was hurting.
Okay.
So it inspired me to write I Belong because God showed me that I still belong. So he
yes.
gave me the lyrics just as I'm sitting here talking to you.
Amen. So, yeah. Amen. Yeah, because you do most of your own writing or all of your writing?
I do absolutely all of my writing.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, before we get into what you're going to do for December the 12th,
sure.
Tell us about your new project that's coming out.
Well, I have a new project coming out. I'm not going to say a date at this time because it's not set, but it's called Jeanette Thomas, History in the Making. And that album is going to suit everybody, I believe. And I think everybody will find some happiness in it.
Or mm-hmm.
if you could want to dance, work out to it, whatever you want, you will find some happiness in this album.
Yeah, and guys, I just want you to know that I'm fortunate.
Uh-huh.
I've had a preview of this particular project, and I'm a fan. Like, I've listened to some of Jeanette's stuff, some in church, and then some on the internet. Look, I know her. We are family. There's no secret to that. That's my beloved sister. But even with that being said, I listen to her music as if I'm just a fan, a person off the street. And I have to say, she gave us an opportunity to preview her latest project, and it is fire.
Oh,
from the
wow.
first song to the last song, it is
wow.
nothing but fire.
Amen.
I'm excited. I'm also excited that you're going to be performing for the Sensational Singles Night of Praise and Worship mm-hmm. on December the 12th
yes.
at Greater Open Doors,
yes.
1301 South Sawyer.
Yes.
What can the people hope for when they basically come out to see you perform there?
They can just hope to just stand up and just be blessed.
Amen.
And just let God take control.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, look, this is 4, 5, 6, 7.
Uh-huh.
And on this show, we talk to singles 40, 50, 60, and 70 and beyond. So I got to put you on the hot seat. You're in the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
I got to put you on the hot seat. Are you dating anyone at this particular time in your life?
Let me see. No, wait. Well, let me just say this. I have a friend,
okay.
but no, nothing is serious. I'm still seeking the Lord
okay.
about some things, so I'll just keep it there.
Okay, so look, guys, you all want to meet Jeanette. You want to get to know Jeanette.
Woo-hoo!
She's
going
to be at that show doing the song that God has placed on her heart to do.
That's right.
She is single. Come out. Invite a friend. Come on. We're going to have so much fun.
So much fun.
4, 5, 6, 7. Thank you so much, Jeanette.
You're welcome.
I consider you a professional. I'm blessed to have you as a family and a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank you for the ministry that God has placed in your life.
Amen.
And so, guys, come out. Let's
mm-hmm.
see it. Let's get with it. All righty then.
And let's shout out 1301 South Sawyer again. That's yes. where. And our pastor, Richard Nelson.
There you go.
And our
there
first lady, Alice Nelson.
There you go.
I love you guys.
Bam. There Bye-bye. You go. We members there, y'all.
Hi, my name is CT, and I wrote the book, How to Resurrect a Dying Church. You know, my dad asked me before he passed to write a book that would help churches like he pastored, churches that struggled with low membership, inactive membership, and financially. And so for years, I studied small and large churches alike, and I finally got it. I think I have the keys to help pastors grow their struggling churches. So check out the book, How to Resurrect a Dying Church. You can purchase this book on any social network, but I want you to go to my website, 4567lunchbox.godaddy, and check out the merchandise that we're selling there as well. All right, see you soon.
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy holidays to come. I'm excited. I'm always excited, but I'm extremely excited because Halima Gray is in the studio today. Yay! Yes, yes, yes. Halima Gray, let's just give you a little bit about her. Halima Gray was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois. Yay! Her love for music began at an early age. She started singing in the church choir at the age of 3. Her first solo was at the age of 9. Wow. Kids are doing it earlier, right? By the age of 12, she was one of the lead vocalists in the church choir. In her junior year of high school, she began singing with BRL Chicago chapter. Kiara Sheard Kelly was over that while singing with BRL. She sang background vocals for Kiara Sheard Kelly and Dorina Clark Cole. Halima also done background vocalists for Albertina Walker, Queenie Lennox, and Jennifer Hudson. Just to name a few. She also sang on the Willie Wilson Singing Sensation show aired on Channel 9. Halima has led several songs with Fifth Illinois West Judician Church of God in Christ. She was the sermonic solo for Bishop Edward Walker for Holy Convocation. Her voice can be heard in the short film Undoubted, directed by Charles Honeywood. Halima was the opening artist for Tim White's live recording this past April. Halima has been nominated by the Texas Gospel Music Excellence Award for National New Artist of the Year and National Inspiration Artist of the Year. Halima is a classically trained opera singer. She's also a music teacher and a minister of music at the Glorious Temple Church of God in Christ, where she has served for 5 years. She's also the youth president. Her desire is not only to instill music literacy and performance skills, but to make a positive impact on anyone she comes into contact with. Without further ado, please, everyone, the whole listening audience, let's give it up for Mrs. Halima Gray. Okay, now you're in the hot seat. Now, you know, the hot seat is that we ask questions that are comfortable and uncomfortable. Okay. It's hot in here.
Okay.
So tell me a little bit about your just role to this gospel music field you find yourself in.
Well, I love singing. I have always loved singing since I was a little girl. And I end up just kept singing. I end up getting into background vocals. Mm-hmm. And then after high school, I majored in music education at Chicago State University. And then that's where I started doing classical music. And after that, I still had a love for gospel. That's just my roots. It's like, it's something about it. I can sing any genre of music, but there's so much spirit, so much soul, so much anointing in gospel music. And it does something to our spirits. It moves us. It encourages us. And so I always said, if I wanted to be an artist, that would be where I would be in the gospel music.
Okay. And so you've been doing this for a good, like 10 years now, professionally, right?
Yes.
What do you think is the difference between the gospel artists that are coming out now and the gospel artists that you watch as, you know, you were growing up? Is there a difference? And if so, what is the major difference between those two population of people?
I feel like more than anything, the generation is totally different. I grew up listening to people like Yolanda Adams and Whitney Houston are some of my inspirations. And so I feel like that generation, they had a true love for God. They were very more of traditional gospel. And now I feel like it's more contemporary where we kind of incorporate more different styles into gospel music to draw the young people, to draw that generation in. Like, okay, so I have to have some type of bump to this, or it has to be, they have to be able to move to this to kind of get that audience. I've even shared my music with my students, and they love it, you know, and my song isn't slow, but it's not necessarily, as the kids today would say, it's a bop. But I do feel like they think about more of like their audience, gearing it towards an audience. So I feel like that's different in terms of how the artists are now versus back then. They were like, the Lord gave me this song. This is it.
Yeah, I kind of can co-sign that, because even to the music that we listen to now, there are songs that I listen to. I'm not even sure I'm listening to gospel music. It sounds good, but I'm not necessarily sure that is necessarily the gospel message in the music, which I'm not judging either. But I just, you know, back in the day when you were listening to Yolanda Adams and she began to sing, you know, the battle is not mine, you know, the battle is yours. And you begin to think about all your own personal battles and you relate on a spiritual level. And I think I would agree that sometimes the music seemed to lack that. Do you think in your ministry and your music that you will seek to like merge the two?
Yes, that's my goal. My goal is to merge the two, because a lot of my students, they consider my music to be sort of contemporary, but then they also say, well, it doesn't seem like it's R&B. It doesn't seem like, well, it's not classical. They're like, then what is it? It sounds like it's some sort of message you're trying to give while you're saying, like, you see me. Who sees you? And I'm like, God. And they're like, oh, okay. So you're a gospel artist. You're a Christian artist. And I was like, yes. So they're like, oh, okay. So I want to, more than anything, convey a message to our youth, to everyone. I don't want to just be in a box, but I want everyone to get something from my music.
Okay, and you mentioned a little bit, you touched on this, like who inspires you? Other than the two that you've already named, Yolanda Adams and Whitney Houston, who else inspires you to do what you do?
My mom and my dad. Yeah, my parents, they push me, they encourage me. All through my life until now, and it's gonna keep going. They push me. They give me the boost that I need through everything. So yeah. I'm grateful for them.
And your mom is the first lady, and your dad is a pastor, right?
Yes,
Pastor Greg.
Yes,
awesome. And then you just told me that, you know, we just talked a little bit before the show. You have instrumentalists throughout your family.
Yes.
Your brothers play the drums. Are there any other instruments other than voice that you play?
So I do play piano. I do play drums as well. I can stay in the pocket. I can't do any anything else, but I can do some good paradiddles and
okay. you're not a novice at this,
right?
You know, I get it.
Right.
I get what you're saying. And so you're going to be performing for the Sensational Singles Night of Praise and Worship, right?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Yes, I'm super excited as well. For those who do not know, let me put a little info commercial in this. The Sensational Singles Night is December the 12th from 7 to 9 at Greater Open Doors, MB Church, 1301 South Sawyer. Be there or be swear or just be absent. I don't know, but the Holy Spirit is going to move on that day. What can we as the audience expect from you on that particular day?
You can expect a move of God. I am a firm believer in letting God have his way. Obviously, we plan to do songs, but I'm a firm believer in letting God have his way and just bringing the presence of the Lord in. At the end of the day, we want God to be glorified with everything that we do and we say, not just in our singing, but in our lives as well.
Yeah. 4567 is a ministry that ministers to singles 40, 50, 60, 70-year-olds. I mean, this is what the show kind of is focused on. And so we talk about, you know, issues that are relevant to singles in the body of Christ specifically. And so with that in mind, are you married?
No, I am not married yet.
Yeah. there's somebody, but you're just waiting on the I will you kind of, will you?
Well, no, there's not anyone yet. I'm just, you know, I just like to watch what I say. I don't want to say no, but okay. I want to say he's coming.
Yes, he's coming.
Yes,
by
he
faith.
Will find me by faith.
By
yes.
faith. And so how do you kind of imagine juggling this singing career with a mate and with a husband and possibly down the line children? What does that look like for you?
I feel like, again, I would continue to put God first. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer in acknowledging him in everything. And I'm a firm believer also in that if you delight yourself in him, he'll give you the desires of your heart. He knows my desire, and I desire to be married, mm-hmm. to have children. And I believe that it will happen in mm-hmm. his timing. And more than anything, like, I will put God first. I would pray. My mom told me, she's like, listen, when you get married, you have to be you're a praying woman now, but she said, you really have to be a praying woman.
Yeah, they better get yes. some pads.
Yes. So I will continue to be praying. I will pray for my husband, pray with my husband. I pray for my husband already, even though I haven't met him.
Yeah.
I pray for him. I pray that he finds me. I pray that he stays strengthened in his walk,
yeah,
in his Christian walk. So prayer, more than anything, prayer, fasting.
Yes.
Yes.
Traveling. So. You see the whole kind of
yes,
thing, the
I
traveling,
do.
The performances in different cities, countries throughout the world. You see your ministry as an international ministry.
I do. I do
Amen.
See that. And I believe that God will send me a partner that will be fit to do this life with me and that we can do it together. I
yeah.
mean, who knows? He might be a minstrel as well. We
yeah.
we have no idea.
We have no
right?
idea. He may show up on December 13th.
Right? Hey, eyes haven't seen. You
ears
know,
have
ears
not
have
heard.
Not heard.
We're going to do that. We're going to do that Kojic shout in a few minutes. Okay, so tell me one last thing. What have you never shared about yourself that you think is a time right now, this is a season to share? What is the one thing you would like your fans, your listeners to know about you? Then you want to tell us about your last project that you probably going to start working on soon. But sometimes the audience just want to feel close to you as an individual. So what is the one thing? And it doesn't have to be anything deep. I'm putting you on the spot here, so I'll give you one thing about me so you can see what I'm talking about. I don't think my audience know that every morning at 5 o'clock I pray. It's just my habit, it's my belief. I don't care if it's for 15 minutes or 20 minutes. Before I walk out and go to work, I pray. You know, and that keeps me rooted and keeps me grounded. She and I both have a job, a 9-to-5, so to speak, in the school system. So we have that in common. But what is the one thing that people don't know that you've not really shared in interviews about yourself?
I feel like one thing that I haven't shared in interviews, but people who are more closely to me know, I am an evangelist. I do go forth in the word of God. I am a licensed evangelist in the Church of God in Christ. I just received my license this year. And I am very passionate about the word. I feel like that's the only thing that sustains me is the word. Because we all have our days, right, where we go and we're going through different things. So many things are happening. But I feel like having a prayer life, fasting, and the word is what truly sustains me. And, yeah, I feel like that's one thing. And then another thing I was going to add as well, when I wrote my song, You See Me, I was in college, and I was going through a really rough time. You know, sometimes as young people or as people in general, I feel like we come to a point where sometimes we feel like no one really knows us. No one really sees us for who we are. Like they have these assumptions of a person based on who they are connected to, but they don't really see them for who they are. And that's when God gave me those lyrics. He's like, I see you past your flaws, your scars, your wounds. Like, I see you for who you really are. You are strong. You are loved. You are fearfully made. Like, we have to tell ourselves these things because God sees us as this great person. Sometimes we don't feel great, but he sees us as this great person. And so we definitely have to encourage ourselves. So I feel like the word of God is what is going to keep us.
Praise God. Well, you know what? It's been a blessing having you on this show. I never say my show. 4567 belongs to the people. I'm just honored to be the host of it. And we're honored to have you as one of the singers. It's going to be just a powerful night of performances. We have singers that have been in many different genres, and they're coming to perform that night, and we're excited about them. We're excited about you. Thank you for coming on the show. And hey, guys, girls, come out. See her do her thing. And if you are single, this ain't a hookup. But hey, she's going to be there, be in the place. I mean, God said, you know. He'll give you the desires of your heart, but also don't let your light go out.
Right.
You know, travel. 1301 South Sawyer. Looking forward to seeing you there. Thanks again. Thank you so much
for having me.
No problem, Mo.
Thank you, Pastor.
Hi, this is CT. I want to encourage you to send in your date disasters because we're single. We're seasonal, and we're going to have some. So let's laugh together. Let's encourage each other together. And I'm going to be transparent because I'm going to share my date disaster of 2024. Where do you send your date disasters into? You could be anonymous, or I could say your name, but you could just send to 4567lunchbox@gmail.com. That's the email address for the ministry, 4567lunchbox@gmail.com. Come on, send me in your date disasters. We'll laugh together and we'll pray together as well. So I have one. It just so happens that it actually wasn't funny at the time, but here's a story. A guy asked me out for my birthday, and of course I'm busy. I'm finishing up writing projects. I couldn't do it at that particular time. But 3 weeks later, I decide, you know what? I'm going to go out with him for my birthday because he's a friend. I actually been knowing him for many years. I'll say about 20 years. So we go to this wonderful steakhouse, and we're waiting in line. And then all of a sudden, this woman walks in, and he looked like he could have just fainted on the spot. Now, I'm standing there, you know, wondering what's the connection between the two. So I step back a little because you have to observe. And first and foremost, you know what? He didn't even introduce me to her. Indication number one that this guy was caught.
this was a cheater situation. And you want to know what's so strange? I thought Joey Greco or one of the cheater staff was going to jump out at any moment and be like, you know what? You're caught. You're busted. So he's like standing there. He's like a deer caught in headlights, not moving, not saying anything, not introducing me. And I'm cool because I could say something, ladies, because I know what this is. But had I said anything, I probably wouldn't have gotten my steak dinner. And it was a long line. We had waited 30 minutes. I was going to get my steak dinner. You understand?
But did she say anything to him?
She okay, yeah. So actually she did. Thank you, Jeanette.
You were.
So what she did, what she said was, hey, I thought you was going to be somewhere else. And he was like, I thought you one of your cousin or something. They were talking to each other. And I'm standing there and I'm like, I'm still going to get my steak dinner. So what happened?
What'd you say?
I didn't say anything because, you know, for some reason, I just didn't care. And I guess because I really do consider him a friend.
Okay.
You know, but I just went on a date with a friend. That's how I look at it. Mm-hmm. So the long, short end of it, he was very irritated the whole night because, oh, I forgot to say, her friend must have dropped her off, let her in, and went around and parked the car. Because a few seconds later, a man walks in.
Oh.
And he walks in and he grabs her shoulder.
Oh.
And then the next thing you know, the three of them are talking and conversing. I'm not.
Wow.
You know, I'm not involved with this because he knew. He knew. He was busted. But he was really shocked that a man was with her.
Mm.
And this man was laying on her shoulder and
oh, wow.
massaging her thighs. And he was just noticeably upset by all of this. And I'm just like, okay, I am gonna have steak. And we waited quite
a long
time.
Right.
We waited quite a long time for it. And I'm not leaving here without it. But
I know that's right. So yeah. He's a jerk.
He was a jerk. He was a jerk. He's
idiot.
My friend. He's my friend, you know, still in all.
Wow.
But he was kind of a jerk. And I thought about if I would have said something like, you know, who is this? It probably would have lend more to negativity than just, you know what, I see the situation, let it go on by so I can have my steak. Because my father always taught me what's understood need not be explained. So I'm like, I get it. There's something going on here between the two of you guys. Both of you guys are jerks. You're cheating on each other.
Yeah, she's a jerk,
yeah,
too.
But the only difference, yeah, she was pretty dirty. And the only difference is that I didn't care because he was my friend. And I had gone out on a
and,
date with
and
him.
And you ate your steak.
I ate my steak. and it was good.
Hey,
and right. I'm like, yeah, I waited a while for this. So, guys,
winner.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm wondering how you guys would have handled that situation. I always email me on Transparent about my very sometimes dysfunctional dating life. And I want you to be the same. Let's grow together. Let's learn together. That's my date disaster.
Date disaster.
Hi, my name is Creola Thomas, and I am the host of 4567 Lunchbox Messages. I just want you to know that we are supported by viewers like yourself. So if you gain knowledge or get any information from what we're speaking and what we're doing, and you're able to support us, we would greatly appreciate that support. There are three ways you can support us. You can first and foremost support us through prayer. If you can make a commitment just to pray for us daily, that would be a blessing. Also, you could just send us a Zelle and just put in your Zelle notes support for 4567 Lunchbox Messages. And last but not least, and this is what I really love doing, guys. So if you go to 4567lunchbox.com, our website, you will see that we have a store and you can purchase from that store. That also supports us. So thank you again for listening. I love you with the love of the Lord, and I hope that we're able to continue to bless you for years to come.